My next guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Principal Rabbi Eliyahu Sasson of Torah Academy, and delighted to have you with me this afternoon, Rabbi.
Hi there, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about matric results. We're going to talk about the school year in general, but let's start with the results that came out yesterday. How pleased or unpleased were you by your results?
I was so happy. I'm so proud of them. They have done incredibly well. They've done so well to persevere, to work hard, to put in incredible effort. We had some beautiful results that came out, 3 points per student, 81% average across all papers.
Oh my goodness.
100%. But for us, not just about the results. The results, of course, are very important. But it's about giving them a holistic education and bringing them to a place that they're able to realize their ambitions, both spiritually, academically, and in any way that they desire to.
Rabbi, I hope our line improves somewhat. If not, we'll probably try to get hold of you again. So far, it's not great, but let's persevere for the time being. You've kind of touched on it to a certain extent, but I'm wondering to what extent and how you're able to help students and parents keep perspective, because so much emphasis is placed on that final mark, the final mark. But surely the success of a child isn't defined by one mark.
That's a fantastic question. Thank you. You know, I think that is the line better now?
Yes, it is. I don't know what you did, but thank you. It's much better.
Wonderful. I think that our environment and our emphasis and our commitment to a dual curriculum, to a curriculum that, of course, emphasizes and gives them the ability to do well in their matric, while at the same time, such a commitment to really the foundation of our school, which is daily prayers, which is a good portion of their day committed to Torah studies. When they have that holistic approach that feeds both the mind, the heart, and the soul, gives them the perseverance and the resilience to be able to put things in perspective, to work hard, to know that this is their one chance to really do well, and at the same time to know that everything's in Hashem's hands and that they're doing the best that they can and that we're proud of them however they land.
So I guess related to that is, what message would you give to learners who perhaps didn't get the results that they were expecting from themselves?
The message that I would give is to know that in life, we are. That though matric is such a big part of the high school journey, and it can feel deeply disappointing to work so hard and to not get the results that we desire, to know that we are often given many opportunities in life to learn, to learn from failure, to learn from missed opportunities, and to not use it as, God forbid, a stone that down, but to use it as a stepping stone to learn and to grow from.
I'm going to leave the matric results there because I think, firstly, congratulations. It sounds like your results were absolutely superb and spectacular. But I want to talk to you about the start of the new school year. What does that represent for you as an educator and as a principal?
The new school year is an incredibly exciting time. Boys come back, boys and teachers and staff, and all of our students come back with a renewed vigor, a renewed energy, an enthusiasm, what we often say, achias, and they come completely reinvigorated. You know, a new time, whether it's a new day, a new month, or a new year, is a new opportunity. It's a new opportunity to reinvent, to redesign, to find oneself anew. And so despite challenges that a student, a learner, a teacher, a parent may have faced in any year, there's a special magic to the new year that allows the learner to say, what was, I'm going to take what I can from my past experiences and move forward. And today was our first day and the school was buzzing. It was a lot. Students were happy to be together, to see each other, to be with their teachers, to discover, to be in new classes. And the word that I think is on everyone's lips is opportunity.
Rabbi, What are the most important qualities that you hope students carry over into this year? I'm guessing one of them, having heard your previous answer, would be resilience, but not putting words in your mouth.
I would absolutely agree. Resilience is very important for us. Also, to be positive. We want to nurture young adults who have a positive outlook on life, on themselves, on other people around them, that they can see the best, they learn to see the best as a skill, not as a quality, but as a skill to learn to see the best in themselves, to learn to see the best in others, to learn to see the best in the opportunities around them in any day. And then, of course, learners who are diligent, who are kind, who practice what we call Avat Yisrael, who represent the ethos of the Torah Academy School in the most beautiful way of really, at its core, being a mensch. That's what we hope to nurture in our students.
So what role then do values and identity play in a child's education today?
You know, we can see the consequences in the world today of young students who are thirsting for identity and who have trouble finding it. Identity grounds us. It gives us real sense of who we are and where we come from. It leaves us feeling that we're not alone in the world. And when we are strongly connected to identity, values seep through. We often talk about how one of the ways in which young people learn is through osmosis. They learn through osmosis. And when they see their parents doing something, when they see the adults in their life acting a certain way, they pick it up. And so you are in an environment of identity and values, that value system is constantly being reinforced, whether it's in the morning at assembly, or it's in the Kodesh that we're learning, or it's in the teachers that we employ, who from all different types of backgrounds have checked into our value system and know what it is that we stand for as a school. It's constantly there. And by default, by osmosis, children learn from it, and they are able to go out into the world with a confidence that I know who I am, and I belong, and I know what I stand.
Rabbi, in terms of some practical advice, I'm wondering, how can parents best support their children at the start of the school year?
That's a fantastic question. Thank you. There are some practical things, and then, of course, there are more emotional things that that parents can do to feed the emotional, psychological side of a student's mind. Of course, the best thing that a parent can do is to create safe, nurturing environment at home, to create and reinforce structure. Young adults, young children need structure. To create boundaries around certain things. We've, of course, learned through so many different avenues, through Jonathan Haidt, The Anxious Generation, the danger of smartphones and technology. I'm not just speaking, of course, from a religious perspective. I'm speaking from a psychological perspective, from an emotional perspective. So creating healthy boundaries at home. And then one of the best things that a parent can do is just spending time with their children. It's just giving them the gift of their time. And while these things may seem unrelated directly to the matric journey, they provide the emotional foundation basis upon which children can come to school happy, feeling their core needs have been met, ready to actualize themselves, which is a core value of ours, that we endeavor to help each student actualize their potential. And so when parents are able to create that environment, it really does wonderful things for a child.
Makes a whole lot of sense what you're saying. A final question for you, Rabbi. What's the one message that you'd like every learner and parent to carry into this new school year?
Thank you for that opportunity. That's a big question. The one message I'd like them to hear is that they have value, they have purpose, they have a place in the world, because young people need to hear that they matter, they can, and that they mustn't compare themselves to anyone around them. Their race is only against themselves, and they must always endeavor to be the best that they can be.
Rabbi, what an interesting discussion. Thank you for your time. Pity about the quality of the line, but it was worth hanging on because what you said was inspirational. Principal Rabbi Eliyahu Sasson from Torah Academy, thank you for being with me this afternoon.